Pictures, Queen Elizabeth II's final journey as world leaders attend state funeral. By Oliver J.J. Lane on September 19, 2022. The late Queen Elizabeth II was born on the 120-year-old state gun carriage from Westminster Hall to Westminster Abbey, drawn by a team of Royal Navy sailors, for the state funeral before final interment in Windsor. The procession follows a tradition created in 1901 at the state funeral of Queen Victoria, when the teams of army horses pulling the ceremonial gun carriage, fitted with a special catafalque platform above the barrel of the gun to carry a coffin, were spooked during the procession and threatened to throw the carriage over. A team of Royal Navy sailors rushed to fill the gap and pulled the Queen by hand, an act which has been repeated at all state funerals since. The late Queen Elizabeth II had lain in state at Westminster Hall for nearly 5 days while hundreds of thousands filed past in silent reflection to give thanks. This morning, the Queen's coffin was moved by that state gun carriage the short distance, just a few hundred yards, from Westminster Palace to Westminster Abbey, the great Norman church where she was crowned Queen 70 years ago. Update 1655, service of committal approaches its end. We are approaching the very end. Shortly, the Queen will be interred in the royal vault and this period of mourning, but also of spectacular ceremonial will be at an end. Already, the Queen's symbols of office, the imperial state crown, the orb, and scepter, have been removed from the coffin and placed on the altar. Without them, she is buried as a simple human alongside her late husband. Next year, the new king will be invested with these symbols at the coronation. Shortly after the Lord Chamberlain symbolized the end of his office under the Queen snapped his wand of office and placed it upon the coffin, the Queen was lowered into the crypt by a mechanical device. Truly, the Elizabethan age is now over. Update 1605, Queen arrives at Windsor Castle. Having taken a drive through London and finally up the long walk path that runs up to Windsor Castle, the late Queen Elizabeth II is set to undergo the final ceremonial, a service of committal at St. George's Chapel, Windsor Castle. There will be a private interment for the royal family afterwards. Update 1415, Statehurst driving to Windsor Castle where thousands of well-wishers wait. The Queen is now on her final journey, the roughly 21-mile route from Hyde Park in London to Windsor Castle for her interment in the royal crypt. Thousands are lining the route and thousands more still are at Windsor to watch the arrival of the cortege. While there will be a final ceremony at the castle, the actual interment will be away from the public eye, a private moment attended by the royal family. Update 1345, the Queen is aboard the state hearse. The great funeral cortege of the Queen worked its way through central London to the corner of Hyde Park, where the coffin was transferred from the hand-pulled gun carriage to a Jaguar hearse for the rest of the journey to Windsor. Pictures of that soon, but for now more images from the procession today. Update 1310, Queen on the Mall for the final time. Update 1300, Queen carried through central London on state gun carriage. A great funeral cortege is proceeding through central London, with the Queen preceded and flanked by thousands of sailors, soldiers, airmen, and other service people not just from the United Kingdom but from all over the Commonwealth realms. Particularly noticeable among them are the mounted, red-coated Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Mounties, the Gurkhas, and slouch-hatted troops from Australia and New Zealand. Having left Westminster Abbey, the procession has marched down Whitehall past the Cenotaph War Memorial, through Horse Guards Parade, then up the Mall to Buckingham Palace. Passing the palace, the procession will continue to march to Hyde Park Corner at the Wellington Arch where the Queen's coffin will be placed into a hearse for the journey to Windsor. Update 1200, Funeral Ending. The state funeral of Queen Elizabeth II is concluding with an incredibly rousing delivery of the British national anthem, God Save the King, before the late Queen is carried out for her final journey to Windsor Castle. The funeral itself has seen several readings, including from faith leaders from the four home nations and from Prime Minister Liz Truss. Update 1120, Funeral underway. The Queen's coffin has arrived at Westminster Abbey and the service is underway, with the singing of hymns and reading of lessons. Read the original story below. Escorted by parties of British Army Guards, men of the Gentlemen at Arms, and the Royal Company of Archers, The coffin was piped through Westminster by bagpipers and followed by senior royals on foot, including the new king. 142 Royal Navy sailors are in the gun carriage team, with two-thirds of the party in front to pull, and the remaining third behind as a braking party, to slow or stop the carriage as required. The Queen was carried into Westminster Abbey by pallbearers drawn from Guards regiments, where a one-hour funeral service will take place. Said to be the greatest concentration of world leaders ever, some 2,000 people are in attendance inside the Abbey. After the state funeral is complete, the Queen will be borne on the gun carriage once again through central London to Wellington Arch, where the coffin will be transferred to a hearse for transport to Windsor Castle. There will be a final public ceremony at the castle, before the Queen's mortal remains are interred alongside her late husband, the Duke of Edinburgh, in the royal crypt.